This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, it's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going? Are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Sabres have been off since Tuesday, going back to that night and their win in Ottawa, on a bit of a roll here in the last half dozen games or so, even though, Bulldog, they're getting buried in the expected stuff. These games, ironically.
Right, they're not...
Reimer game, there's a Reimer game or two.
Yeah, and they're not playing great, but they're getting good results, yeah. It seems. Yeah.
I guess that's okay.
Whatever.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. Paul, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay. What do you think about these games of late, including the game in Ottawa, which, I mean, they had the lead throughout, but maybe not their best performance. Still a win.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They've been able to win at times when they don't have their best performance, which is what better teams do. And so that was a positive for them. And, they seem to get over the bad games pretty quickly. It doesn't turn into 13 games or 10 games or, they had a stinker in Detroit. They had a stinker in Philadelphia and played better, in mm-hmm. one games right afterwards. So. That's something that they're learning to do is, all right, we lost, we didn't play well, put it away, let's go get one.
I apologize to both you, Paul, and in our audience, and I guess Mike as well, too, if this is repetitive, because I know the run of Reimer playing like 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 6, whatever it is now, started while I was away, so you guys have probably talked some about it already, maybe even a lot about it already, but what do you make, Paul, of them favoring Reimer over Luukkonen? It's not like they're striving for a playoff spot, and I might guess you want to get Luukkonen in a better headspace before the season ends, but then you've got the rest of the team maybe to consider. I don't know, just what do you make of the choices that they've been making with Reimer carrying the load here?
Yeah, I don't get it really. I've thought about it a lot. I just don't see a team in this situation. What are you doing with a 37-year-old goaltender that you're riding? I know he's earned it and all the mm-hmm. rest of that. And if the Sabres were in a position right now of trying to make the playoffs and we're 4 points out, yeah, Reimer should start every game. He gives them the best chance to win. I said, all right, so what are you doing? I think Luukkonen should play as much as he can to try to find what he had last year on a consistent basis. And the only thing I can figure out is, Lindy Ruff also is doing something a little bit different. It's like trying to teach these guys. I the way I put it to him is, are you trying to teach these guys how to win? Learn how to win. And he said, I look at it a little bit differently. I'm trying to teach these guys how not to lose. I think maybe that's why Reimer is in there. Teaching them how to put games away, mm-hmm. and maybe if you don't have your best game, your goaltender helps you out and plays. And, you know, Reimer playing the way he's been playing certainly has given the team confidence
mm-hmm.
that they can win hockey games. You know, they're not that game in Washington the other day, they would have lost that game 100 times out of 100 earlier in the year because all of a sudden the Caps came roaring back. In their building, Ovechkin scores. The place, they blow the roof off. The place just goes crazy. And then they get another one to make it 6-5. And they thought Ovechkin had scored that, but it wound up being tipped by Dubois. But still,
mm-hmm.
the place was just absolutely bonkers. And it's the number one team in the league that you're playing in their building. And it's now it's 6-5. They would have lost that game every single time. And they responded. They came back and they scored a goal to quiet the crowd and put the game away. And that's not, you know, that's what they've been doing more of lately. And I think, you know, Reimer has been giving them, you know, a lot of confidence. And now they didn't sit there and sit back
mm-hmm.
and say, oh, here they come. Oh no. You know, that type of a thing. They just kept going forward and playing like they played earlier. They got the goal that they needed, and they wound up winning the hockey game.
Yeah. What do you think the plan will be moving into the summer and into next season, Paul? I mean, Lukanen's only in year one of a lucrative contract. I don't think it's warranted at all, despite his struggles, to say, like, okay, we're done here. I mean, they're pot committed on him at this point. So I would think they'd want to give him every opportunity. But you've got Levi, and there's a scenario where he could show up in the fall or late summer and win the job. And then Lucan is here, and I have no problem with that. It's the question is really, what do you do as insurance for that? Like, is there another version of Reimer out there that you can waive if you have to because Levi and Lukanen are going to be your NHL goalies? Maybe that goalie is actually Reimer at age 38 instead of 37. I don't know. I just wonder what they're going to do about the position. They've also got two guys that are graduating out of junior hockey, one from Europe and one from Western Canada, that are going to be Rochester-bound or maybe ECHL-bound, I suppose. They're turning pro. That's the point. They'll be available to play in Rochester if they want. So it's getting maybe kind of crowded, and nobody knows who the best guy is.
Yeah, they thought they did at the end of last year after, you know, the 35 games he played and where his numbers are right at the top of the league. They thought they had Luke in it. And really, the contract is long-term, but it's only like $4.75 million.
Right.
You know, it's not a huge amount of money. As far as that goes. But now it's all, you're right, what do you do with this? You still, Levi has not proven he can play in the National Hockey League. They handed him the job twice. He wasn't able to grab it either time. Every time he comes up, he looks awful. And it's just like, all right, now does...
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
But he is what he's doing, which now is the proper development, mm-hmm. in my mind. You know, what he's done at the end of last year and this year was the way it should have gone a long time ago. And you were talking about that
before he signed, time even. Ago. Yeah, right.
A long time
Two
ago.
2 years, yeah.
Yeah. And, all right, now they've done that. But can he now bring it to the National Hockey League? Here we are with the ifs again. Can Luukkonen become the goaltender he was at the end of last year? Here we are with the ifs again. So, yeah, they have to have a plan B, and maybe it is Reimer. Reimer loves it here. He loves playing on this team, I think he'd be very willing to come back. So maybe you do bring him back, and if both those goaltenders come to training camp and show what they're capable of showing, and you got to waive them,
well, so be it. Right.
Then you waive them, and you know, so be it, and you move on. But you're right; it's very, very iffy right now, and I don't know what you do, but I don't think the answer is giving up on one of them either.
No, definitely not, in my opinion. As tough a season as Luukkonen has had, you know, I don't know if he needs to like reapply like off season training or what. Like, I have no idea what's going on with him, but I just know he's looked sort of out of sorts. And it's not even just the goals; it's like just positionally, he's just kind of all over the place, and that is kind of alarming.
It's a confidence problem, and when your goalie loses his confidence, you know you're seeing what happens. I just don't think he's confident in the net right now.
Paul Hamilton with us. Noah Ostlund? Ostlund?
Yes.
Ostlund. We'll start with that. We'll start there. On a bit of a tear in Rochester, and looks like he'll make his debut tomorrow.
Yeah, here's a guy who got hurt earlier. He had hand surgery, so he had missed some games. I think it's 21 games, if I remember correctly. And with Kozak possibly out for the rest of the NHL season, he's a hip strain. Lindy Ruff just said, look, we're running out of time here. He doesn't want to say out for the season because it sounds like he might be ready just about the time the season ends, but that would make him ready for the American Hockey League playoffs, which you would want him to play in. So Ostlund is getting his opportunity basically because he has just really gone crazy in the American Hockey League. I mean, this kid in March had 14 points in 11 games and was Rookie of the Month. And really, it seems like he scores every game now. Every time I'm watching the highlights down there, it seems like he's in the middle of everything and really has taken off. And you don't have to worry about his two-way game. Even in the preseason games he played in this year, he was always around the puck. It just seemed like he was always there. You talk about getting the puck back when you don't have it. This guy does that in spades. I mean, he said one of the reasons he stayed in Sweden for 2 years, and he had told any team that drafted him he was going to do that, was so he could learn the defensive game in playing pro hockey and learning the defensive game. He said in the Swedish Hockey League, it's a very defensive league, and you learn that there, and he wanted to do that. So he kind of came with a little bit of knowledge with that, but still had to figure out the pro game in the American Hockey League. And I thought he did it pretty quickly, especially, you know, since he was sidelined for all those games because of, you know, having to have surgery on his hand, which is 100% now. But he really, as you talk about a player that has improved during a season, Noah Ostlund definitely has done that.
He was the same draft as Kulik, right? And he was even an earlier pick, I think, than Kulik. Not that it matters at this point. I mean, they're 3 years removed from their draft year. So, you know, development isn't always linear. But, for what it's worth, as a prospect, he was thought of, you know, highly enough to be drafted ahead of Kulik. And we've all seen how Kulik looks. So that's nice. Was there also a third first-round pick this year?
Yes, boy. Savoy.
Oh, Savoy. Okay, right. So he's gone.
Yeah,
I was thinking it was Wahlberg, but he was the year after, I think. So anyway.
Wahlberg's a second-round pick.
Right, right.
Ostlund, like very early in the second round. Ostlund was part of the Eichel trade. Kulik was part of the Reinhardt trade. And then Savoy was Buffalo's pick, the one that they used with their pick.
Nice.
So they had the three first-round picks in that draft.
Tough on Kozak. I know you like him. How do you think the Sabres see him for next season?
Exactly the way we saw him. playing in, you know, with Malenstein. I don't know if it's Lafferty or somebody else, but that's a perfect role for him.
Full time.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But that's something, you know, you could see that. I could see that watching him in the playoffs, in the Eastern Conference Finals, against Malenstein and the Hershey Bears. And Malenstein played against him and remembered playing against him, you know, in that series. And, you know, he just does anything to win a hockey game. And you could just tell then that I thought to myself, why did that guy last that long in the draft? And it was because he was injured his draft year. He hardly played. I definitely – it's something you could see down the road, and it's really – he's developed into it, and I definitely see him in that role.
Just to button everything up, did we hear that Norris skated on his own today?
Yep, Norris skated on his own. Lindy says, look, it, we hope that, it's not done for the year. He goes, we want to get both he and Greenway back before the year's over. They're both progressing. Norris skated today, and he just said we're still trying to get them both back in.
All right. And what about Greenway, by the way, for this? Is he going to be back?
He said both of them.
Oh, okay.
They're hoping to get them both back in. He didn't say Greenway was skating. He said Norris was, but he hasn't given up on getting both – either player back into the lineup before the season ends.
Very good. Sorry if I missed you saying that. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Thank you, Paul.
No problem.
There you go. That's Paul, and his appearances are brought to you by Equitable Advisors, planning for your futures about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
We'll talk some more after a short break. A recent, fairly recent, very high draft pick has signed with a new team. Free agent. See if you can guess who it is. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.